data, only 1.6% of Remain in Mexico migrants have valid asylum claims. By John Binder on June 30, 2022. While the Supreme Court of the United States, SCOTUS, ruled that President Joe Biden can end the Remain in Mexico program, federal data reveals that just 1.6% of migrants enrolled in the program have had valid claims for asylum to remain in the U.S. Remain in Mexico was first implemented in 2019 by former President Trump's administration, designed to quickly return border crossers to Mexico as they awaited their asylum and immigration hearings in the U.S. The program effectively sought to end the practice known as catch and release, whereby border crossers are released into the U.S. interior with only the promise that they will show up for their future court dates. The latest federal data shows that the program also helped massively reduce asylum fraud. Of the more than 45,000 Remain in Mexico cases adjudicated since 2019, less than 740 migrants have been found to have legitimate asylum claims to remain in the U.S. The figure indicates that only 1.6% of Remain in Mexico migrants end up having valid asylum claims. Meanwhile, more than 7 in 10 migrants in the program have been ordered deported for failing to prove they have legitimate claims for asylum. More than 10,000 migrants terminated their asylum proceedings before making it to court, suggesting they too did not believe they would be found to have valid asylum claims. Rather than continue the program, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has opted for an expansive catch-and-release operation where border crossers and illegal aliens are freed into American communities via parole. Since taking off, Biden's DHS has released more than 1 million border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. In May, alone, more than 95,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were released into the U.S. interior. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.